ESPN 1000 presents The Fantasy Football Show with Jeff Meller. Hard-hitting fantasy info to help you land that dub this weekend. Jeff Meller shares the latest news, injury updates, and tips to help you set your lineup. The Fantasy Football Show, presented by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey and brought to you in part by ETI School of Skilled Trades. Your football Sunday starts now with Jeff Meller on ESPN Chicago.
It does indeed, folks. Welcome on in to the Fantasy Football Show here on ESPN 1000 and ESPN Chicago. I am indeed Jeff Meller here for the next hour talking fantasy football and just NFL with you in general for the next hour as we break down week 8 of the NFL season. We are 7/17 of the way through your fantasy football season because, of course, hopefully nobody out there is crazy enough to be playing their fantasy football championship in week 18, but I digress. We have the trade deadline quickly approaching. It is Tuesday at 3 p.m. Central on Halloween this year. What will happen? How does that affect fantasy football? I think the initial takeaway here is you want to kind of monitor your waiver wire today, this morning, before players are locked, because in the event that maybe somebody like Jerry Jeudy, maybe DeAndre Hopkins, well, that's probably less likely for him than it is Jerry Jeudy, but a couple of players who have been, whose names have popped up in trade rumors, those are the players you're going to want to go ahead and maybe, just maybe, if you can carve out a spot on your roster, scoop them up, put them on your bench for today through Tuesday so that you do not have to go ahead and make a free agent acquisition bid on them in the event they do get traded to a more desirable situation for their fantasy fulfillment for your purposes. So those are the two players that come to mind that might be available, especially in more shallow leagues. So that's kind of my thought on it. I suppose there's some running backs too who could theoretically be vaulted into the starters role if the lead back on their team gets traded, but this was primarily somebody like Tajay Spears in Tennessee in the event that Derrick Henry did get traded, but all the reports from yesterday suggest that that is not going to be the case. So I'm not going to completely rule it out, but it doesn't sound like Derrick Henry is going to be dealt as far as the NFL insiders know. So Tajay Spears, somebody who I may have necessarily grabbed before the games were locked today, not necessarily the same I felt about him today as I maybe did on Friday. So that's just a few thoughts off the top of the dome here as we head into week 8 prior to the NFL trade deadline. If you're unfamiliar with the show, what I do is I run through the latest news and notes and injuries that you need to be aware of for this week in your fantasy football league. And then, of course, after that, we will go ahead and proceed to take your phone calls and break down all the fantasy football dilemmas out there. You can also hit me up on Twitter. I'm at Jeff_Meller. That's M-E-L-L-E-R. And of course, you can call at 312-332-3776. And that should do it for the introductions. Away we go.
Purdy in the gun, trips left, single man right. McCaffrey in the backfield to Purdy's right. Here's the snap. Purdy back to pass, looking, steps up in the pocket, moving right, fires in the end zone, caught, touchdown San Francisco. George Kittle wide open, right corner of the end zone, and the 49ers have done it again. A fifth consecutive game, they score on their opening drive, 6-0 San Francisco.
Brock Purdy hit the concussion protocol this week. It kind of snuck up on us on Wednesday because the 49ers, of course, lost to the Vikings on Monday Night Football, and Brock Purdy played the game to completion, although at the end he threw a couple of interceptions that maybe made you wonder if he was actually dealing with a concussion as he was playing. But nevertheless, he has cleared concussion protocol. He no longer has any injury designation, and the 49ers are set to take on the Bengals, and all signs are go for Brock Purdy, who has surprisingly made himself a right on the fringes of a top 10, top 12 starter in fantasy because of his ability to utilize those elite offensive skill position players on the 49ers roster. So Brock Purdy, good to go as of this morning. So unless we hear differently, looks like he's set to start for the 49ers. And I think that is good news, of course, for all the George Kittle, Brandon Ayuk owners out there. Of course, you were always starting Christian McCaffrey. Trying to think through if there's any other impact that I would look at this. I guess the one thing I was potentially curious about was the possibility of Sam Darnold starting in Kyle Shanahan's offense and just kind of seeing how the top overall picks in his draft class, Sam Darnold, would operate in that offense, but that is no longer going to be the case. It doesn't seem to be. So if you did scoop up Sam Darnold in any super flex leagues, I think you can go ahead and feel free to go ahead and release him and maybe just grab one of those names I mentioned at the top of the show.
Comes the blitz again. Herbert goes to the end zone. Tipped in the air. Caught. Palmer. Touchdown. Chargers.
Josh Palmer, one of the receiving options for the Chargers, who will be taking on our Chicago Bears as they host them in Los Angeles tonight at SoFi Stadium. Of course, you can hear that game right here on ESPN Chicago. Of course, plenty of pregame coverage starting 4 hours before the game kicks off with Bleck and Abdallah. Of course, we will have the network pregame show with Sylvie, Deion Miller, and Lance Briggs. And then, of course, once the game goes final, after Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer give you all the sights and sounds from SoFi Stadium, we will have 4 hours of post-game coverage starting with Peggy Kaczynski and Yurko after the game. And then I will be back late night tonight with Pat the Designer breaking down the Bears and Chargers. So as I was talking about, though, the Chargers, oh, one note for the Bears secondary, Jaquan Brisker has already been ruled out of tonight's game. So that's a bummer for Bears fans and the Bears as well, as they will have to compete with the difficult to stop at times Justin Herbert. So, all right, back to Joshua Palmer, who is dealing with an ankle injury, but initial signs seem to indicate that he will be good to go tonight. Gerald Everett, not as clear cut for him for the Chargers pass catchers out there. So Josh Palmer, I think you can go ahead and feel comfortable about waiting on him if you wanted to tonight. Sounds like he's going to be a go. And again, without Brisker, that matchup looks, I think it looks like a good matchup for Herbert and the Chargers offense. So I have a tough time right now not using Josh Palmer. He's been pretty darn good, especially last week, kind of stepping in to the open spot that Mike Williams has left since his injury.
Third and short for the Colts. Quick shotgun snap for Richardson. Big run for the Colts. There they go. Indianapolis inside the 20. Zach Moss the 10. He's at the 5. Touchdown! Zach Moss rips it away from 56 yards out. Indianapolis scores a touchdown with Zach Moss with 41 seconds to go in the first quarter.
Zach Moss, the Colts, well, we would call him second string running back, but for the most part this season, he has been in the lead role, and especially the last couple of weeks when a lot of people assumed that once Jonathan Taylor signed his deal, he would go ahead and take back his scepter in the backfield. That has not clearly been the case this season. Zach Moss has essentially split the backfield since Jonathan Taylor signed his contract and came back for the Colts off of the PUP list. However, Zach Moss is questionable today. He's dealing with two injuries, an elbow and heel. The heel, the more significant injury here. The latest from Adam Schefter is that the Colts want to see how Moss is able to put pressure on his foot in pregame warmups before deciding whether or not he can go against the Saints today, and that's at home for the Colts, Lucas Oil Stadium. What I'll say here is I think this is giving anybody who was on the fence about potentially still waiting on Jonathan Taylor, I think this is all you need. This is the final push. Go ahead and get Jonathan Taylor in all those lineups. As for Zach Moss, I'm reluctant to use him when we're hearing this about him in the pregame. I do think it's only a matter of time before Jonathan Taylor takes back what was rightfully his, and Zach Moss starts to be whittled away in terms of his offensive production in the Colts offense. So Zach Moss not really loving the idea of using him today, even if he is active. Another player who I feel similarly about.
Brown comes to full throw out of the shotgun. Three receivers right, one to the left. Aaron Jones on the left side of the quarterback in the backfield. Snap to left, dumps it over the middle. Aaron Jones makes the catch. 25-20, cutting right. He's gone to the house. Touchdown, Green Bay Packers. Aaron Jones, electrifying 35-yard touchdown reception. Wow.
This has been a nightmare. Not just because Aaron Jones owners have had to deal with what has been an absolute headache, but also the fact that I have had to play that same Wayne Larrabee highlight now because it occurred back in week one against the Bears, and that is the exact play when Aaron Jones tweaked his hamstring, and we've had to hear Wayne Larrabee cackle in our faces for what seems like the last 5 weeks in a row now. Aaron Jones, at this point, he has been removed from the injury report. However, Matt LaFleur indicated that they're still going to have to be careful with him in his press conference on Friday. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. And I feel like that's where we're at with Aaron Jones. He played 1 week after when he returned and essentially saw a third of the snaps and was not productive at all for fantasy football. Then he did not play in the following week. The Packers then had a bye, and then Aaron Jones returned last week and again played roughly a third of the snaps against the Denver Broncos, which was a very, very tasty matchup. And so at this point, I've made the decision in the leagues where I have Aaron Jones, and there are a couple that I have him in. I've made the decision I'm going to miss his first good game back before I get him into my lineup because I cannot continue to roll him out there without seeing close to a full workload. So not loving Aaron Jones and the idea of using him. All right, here is a biggie for the folks out there, but we do have some clarity, so that's at least the good news regarding this player.
Inside the Kansas City 9, Detroit checking down in four, receiver in motion under center guard. There's the snap, the spin, handoff and a burst, and it's Montgomery over the guard, the 5, touchdown! The Lions have tied the game! David Montgomery bursting over the right guard for 6. 8-yard touchdown run on a 9-play, 75-yard drive. Wow!
I know there was some hope that Montgomery might be able to return this week, but that was always, I think, a little bit optimistic. The Lions hosting the Las Vegas Raiders tomorrow night on Monday Night Football at Ford Field. And when you Jimmy Garoppolo returning for the Raiders, which is good news for both Devontae Adams and Josh Jacobs, I believe. But nevertheless, for David Montgomery, he's been ruled out. So Jahmyr Gibbs, owners, feel free to go ahead and use him. And while he had a massive week last week, I will just remind you that that did come in, I don't know, do you like the phrasing of garbage time? The Ravens were just throttling the Lions. And Jahmyr Gibbs picked up a lot of yards when the game was completely out of hand. Nevertheless, the points count for fantasy purposes. Not sure he will see exactly the same type of workload if the game unfolds differently against the Raiders, if the Lions have a lead in that game. I wouldn't be surprised if we see a little bit less of Gibbs than we saw last week. But of course, that offense for the Lions is one of the better ones in the league. And especially at home, Jared Goff seems to operate better inside the dome there. So I think Gibbs is a pretty much must start this week, even though no teams are on bye. Finally, one last player I did want to touch on when I started about players who you may want to scoop up. How about this guy?
Third and goal on the 5, 6:08 to go in the third. 20-0 Las Vegas. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Shotgun set for Murray. Takes the snap. Short setup. Murray looking. Fires right side. And it's caught in the end zone. A touchdown. Greg Dortch. He's been their best receiver the first two games of the 2022 season. And the Cardinals convert on third and goal. And they're on the board here in Vegas.
Well, Kyler Murray has, he will not play today for the Cardinals as they host the Baltimore Ravens, but he's somebody who, if you have needed some quarterback help, go ahead and check his status on your waiver wire. Last I checked, Friday, he was available in about 70% of leagues, and he's the 21-day window for his return has been opened. It seems like the Cardinals are going to move forward with Kyler Murray. I know that was maybe in question at some point this season, but it seems like they're going to let him start if they don't trade him before the trade deadline on Tuesday. And if they did trade him, it's hard to see that scenario unfolding just because of his contract and who would really want to give up a first-round pick for Kyler Murray, not having seen him play yet. So it's hard to wrap your head around that, but I won't rule the possibility out completely. But so he's maybe one of those guys, though, even if he's playing for the Cardinals later in the year, he is worth grabbing and stashing on your roster and getting ahead of it again so that you don't have to waste any free agent acquisition budgets on him next week. All right, there is all the pertinent news you need to be aware of. 312-332-3776. I am Jeff Meller, hanging out with you until 8 o'clock, as I do every week during the fantasy football season. And of course, want to say thank you, as always, to our fine sponsors, the folks over at Tullamore Dew. That fine Irish whiskey, and of course, ETI School of Skilled Trade. All right, your turn. Let's get after it right here on ESPN Chicago.
Is your tight end in or out?
Don't answer that.
Is your backfield in good shape?
Never mind.
Welcome back to ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. It's the Fantasy Football Show with Jeff Meller.
You here till 8 o'clock as we do every Sunday morning during the football season. I am Jeff Meller. Hit me up on Twitter at Jeff_Meller. That's M-E-L-L-E-R. Talking fantasy football with you, taking your questions. One player I did not mention, I don't think I would want to start him, but Jerome Ford sounds like he's going to be a game time decision as he tries to go with an ankle injury. I hate, though, relying on a player who's dealing with an ankle injury and is trying to get back quicker than potentially they maybe should be, at least what the normal timeline is for that type of injury. So a little concerned about using Jerome Ford. And if anything, it does also put into question how much I want to use Kareem Hunt if Ford is active. If Ford is inactive, Kareem Hunt, sneaky little play today. And also, quick radio trick, when you're saying the name Kareem Hunt, always make sure you say it slowly. Otherwise, you'll say things you don't want to say. I've done that before here on this show. All right, let's go on out to the phones. 312-332-3776. Let's try Scott, who's in Merrillville. Good morning, Scott. What's going on, bud?
Hey, I'm a good man. It's a full PPR, and I need two guys here. It's between DJ Moore, Jalen Waddle, Terry McLaurin, and Zay Flowers. And I also got Josh Palmer, but he's kind of banged up, and
yeah.
I'm a fan, and I think of all those guys, you know, I don't need him. So I don't really need him included. But of the four I gave you,
yeah,
two of those guys. And it's one of those things where, like, the matchups are good, but, like, I don't know about how the game script will be.
Yeah. Well, listen, Scott. No, that's okay. What I'll say is, like, it's impossible to, you know, predict the old game script. That's one of those, I try not to put too much stock in all of that because anybody, Scott, who's playing fantasy football for the most part has been watching NFL for a long time and is well aware that almost every week there's three or four games on the slate that don't play out the way you would have predicted. Now, by the time the game may wrap up, the score may be closer to what you expected, but oftentimes it doesn't get there the way we expected. So I just try and rely on who I think are the best players and the best offenses when I'm making my picks, unless there's, you know, few and far between, unless there's an absolute dominant defense or maybe just some crazy weather factor with 50-mile-per-hour winds. But for the most part, most of the time, I'm just going on my evaluation of the player, who's most talented, and along with who's in the best offensive situation, Scott. So for those go ahead.
Well, based on, I do the same thing, and right now in the slot, I have DJ Moore and Jalen Waddle.
Yes. And
and the other two I just threw up because they have such great matchup. But again, I don't. Now that you're talking about, you don't really know how the games go. Yeah,
It's just impossible to predict. Anybody who
that's why I'm calling.
Yeah,
you.
No. And I love it, Scott. I'm just saying, I'm with you. You know what? Moore and Waddle, because here, like, if anything, the only thing I'll tell you is the only thing I feel confident is that Bill Belichick is going to do everything possible to ensure that Tyreek Hill is not the reason the Patriots lose. And so I think that gives Jalen Waddle a few more opportunities than we normally expect from him outside of, you know, and of course, I think the only one who's even in question here, Scott, would be Zay Flowers, but DJ Moore and Jalen Waddle, I just like them too much right now. Zay Flowers still needs to prove it a little bit more, although he finally got that touchdown, which was nice and helpful. But and so he's one of the, he's like a consistent, I feel like, 10-point, you know, performer each week. But I still like Moore and Waddle a little bit more, Scott.
Okay, thanks a lot.
No
man.
Problem, man.
Okay.
Thank you for the call. That's how we do it, folks. Line open for you at 312-332-3776. Let's go on out to Dave, who's in Elkhorn, Wisconsin. Dave-O, what's up, man?
Good morning. Hey, I kind of went on a hunch on Thursday and sat Devontae Smith and put Godwin in. I hit that, and I got Diggs going. And I've got Etienne as one of my running backs. So I need two of these three in a PPR.
Okay.
DeAndre Swift, Devontae Smith, and Derrick Henry.
Boy. Yeah, I think it's okay at this point with the good options. Boy. The only problem, like, I feel like I want to say Swift, but of course, Jalen Hurts and the tush push has really kind of suppressed his ability to have, you know, big games. He did have the one, obviously, or was it week two? But outside of that, you know, Hurts taking all the goal line touchdowns has kind of held Swift down just a little bit. I think I'd still lean towards Henry, Dave. I get it if you want to go with Swift. At Smith at this point, you know, he's clearly taking a backseat to AJ Brown, so I'm okay putting him on the bench. And I would just lean towards Henry ever so slightly because Hurts takes all the touchdowns near the goal line.
Okay. Thanks,
all right.
No good
problem.
Luck today in your games, buddy.
Thanks. You too, Dave. Appreciate it. All right. Let's try Nathan, who is in Burbank. Nate, what's going on, man?
Hey, Jeff. Great show. Thanks for taking the call.
You're too kind.
Thank you. I got a PPR flex deal going. I know you mentioned that Palmer is ouchy, so it's going to come down to Josh Downs or Tank Dell.
And you only need one of those, right?
I only need one, buddy.
Yeah. I say that because have you complete, like, Palmer, even though he's banged up, it sounds like the reports today are that actually pretty good. So I actually think I would still use Palmer ever so slightly over Josh Downs, especially with Jaquan Brisker being out for the Bears. I think that opens up a lot of possibilities. So I, even though Palmer's banged up, you know, at the top, my point was, though, that I think he based on the reports, he's good to go. Gerald Everett's the one who people need to be more aware of and concerned about if they wanted to use him, especially because he's in the night game. But for Palmer owners, I'm okay using him today. And I especially like the fact that the game he had last week, I think, just goes to show that he's starting to earn more and more of Justin Herbert's trust. And he's a bigger downfield threat than Keenan Allen. So I'd rather use Palmer one and then Downs would be second.
Yeah, thank you. He definitely eclipsed the rookie. Hey, I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Kyler Murray, I'm 6-1 in both leagues. I was able to pick him up in both leagues.
Okay.
Which I got Mageddon problems on week 13. I got Lamar and Josh Allen, and both are going to be off. He'd be a great fill-in and be up and going by then. Or would you trade him for flex depth before that? Thanks for taking the call, buddy.
Yeah, bye-bye. No problem. It's an interesting question here, Nathan. And the one thing I'll say is, you know, having Lamar and Josh Allen on the same team, you're probably in a very unique situation. But if folks out there do have that, you know, honestly, what I would be looking to do is unless it's super flex, Nate, and I let you go there. But with Allen and Lamar, I would be shopping Josh Allen because I think he has more name value, name brand value. Not that Lamar doesn't, but in fantasy, Josh Allen is essentially, you know, second in the pecking order behind only Patrick Mahomes in terms of guys who I think can get you back the most in a trade return. So I would be just fielding offers for Josh Allen, trying to improve my depth at the, or forget depth, just making my running back or wide receiver position even better. Maybe throw in your RB2 or your wide receiver 2 and get back an RB1 or wide receiver 1 if that's possible. And also assuming it's not a super flex that you have Allen and Lamar. All right, 312-332-3776. The Fantasy Football Show here on ESPN 1000.
You're listening to The Fantasy Football Show with Jeff Meller. Jeff Meller. Presented by Tullamore Dew on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Minutes to go here on ESPN 1000 if you want to get your fantasy football question answered. I'm Jeff Meller here with you until 8 o'clock, as I am every Sunday morning during the football season, 7 to 8 a.m. So go ahead and wake up early with me and share a cup of coffee as you set your fantasy football lineup. French vanilla. All right, let's try Bri, who is out in, is that, where? Mendota, Wisconsin? Bri?
Yes, sir. What's up?
What's going on, bud? How you doing, Bri?
I got a little Bailey's in my coffee this morning.
How you doing? It's a great way to start out a Sunday morning, Bri.
Hey, yes, sir. We're going on a fishing trip. Hey, I got two quick questions for you that I'm going to hang up and listen.
All right.
Okay. Running backs first, okay? DeAndre Swift, Gus Edwards, okay, I got them plugged in right now.
Okay.
I also have Aaron Jones and Devontae Foreman on my bench. So that's the first question.
So,
and then,
Swift, I agree with you. I would use Deontay Foreman over Edwards. I don't think he's going to, Gus is not going to break off those 80-yard touchdown runs every week. I think that was a little bit of an anomaly last week. And Lamar's still a threat for those rushing numbers. So I'd use Foreman over Edwards, Bri.
Okay, I like that. Dude, I've got a ton of receivers here. Okay, right now, I got Davante Adams and Adam Thielen plugged in, and I've got Puka Nacua as my flex.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where it gets a little dicey. I've also got Christian Watson, Amari Cooper, George Pickens, and Romeo Doubs on my bench. I know those Packer receivers have been kind of wishy-washy. But
yeah. So you're just asking, should you put any of those guys in over the guys you have?
Yeah, right.
Nah, you know, Bri, I think you got all the guys locked in that I would use. Adams, Thielen, and Nacua, I think they're all a clear cut above the other receivers that you mentioned. So I think you're in the right track there.
All right, sounds good, man. So we're just going to swap out Edwards and Foreman. Is Roschon back this week? Is he still busy from last week?
Great question. I did not bring it up, Bryce, so I'm glad you did. Yes, Roschon Johnson has cleared concussion protocol, so he will be back. However, I don't think the Bears are going to just insert him in as the lead back. Certainly, I think he'll see a lot of the Darrington Evans touches that we saw last week. But the way Deontay Foreman ran last week and going up against the Chargers defense, which is susceptible. I will say this. The last couple weeks, the Chargers run D has been better than usual. But Brandon Staley's MO has always been, they don't care so much about stopping the run. That's not there. They want to stop the pass, the explosive in the pass game, which, ironically enough, they're the worst pass defense in the league right now. But I digress. I still like the matchup for Deontay Foreman, so I'm using him over Gus Edwards, Bri. Thanks for the call. Let's try Tony, who is out in Shorewood. What's going on, Tony?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good, man.
Good show.
Thanks.
I got a flex half-point PPR question. I got Daryl Henderson or Zay Flowers?
So in this case, I would go with Zay Flowers. Daryl Henderson is, even though he had more points last week than Royce Freeman, it was pretty close to a split. I think it was 39-29 when it came to snaps. And Freeman actually, as a runner, looked a little bit more explosive. Daryl Henderson scored the touchdown, so his day looked better last week, Tony, but I do think Royce Freeman is definitely going to be in the mix with Henderson as long as Kyren Williams is out. So I like Zay Flowers in the half-point PPR format for you, Tony.
All right. Thank you, man.
No problem. How about let's try Connor, who's in Winnemac, Indiana. Connor, what's going on, bud?
Let me get you off speaker.
We will wait. Okay. Thank you, Connor.
Pick two of the three. I need two.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Thielen, DK Metcalf, Deontay Foreman. Half-point PPR.
Half-point PPR?
Yeah.
Makes everything that much more difficult. PPR, it's clear. Standard, it's clear. Half-point PPR is where we get a little bit wishy-washy here. I think I'm still using Adam Thielen. He's the one who jumps out at me initially, even though it's, you know, especially in half-point PPR, he's been just getting such a huge volume right now. I think I'd still lean ever so slightly towards Metcalf. I think that, you know, for Foreman, you're going to, like, he's going to need the touchdown near the goal line more than anything else. It's certainly possible, and I do like the matchup, but DK Metcalf, for me, he was completely removed from the injury list this week, and Tyler Lockett's banged up, so I think I'd still go with DK Metcalf, Connor.
Okay, you want to know who's in my other two receiver slots and my other flex?
Nah, that's okay, Connor. I appreciate it. But no, like, the only reason is I want to get to a bunch of callers, so I try and move things on.
Take it easy.
Thank you, Connor. Appreciate the call, my man. Let's try Darius, who is in Glenwood. What's going on, Darius?
Hey, how's it going? Thank you for taking the call.
Thanks for making it.
All right. So I got a bit of a dilemma here. It's a flex question.
Mm-hmm.
Between two options. We got Josh Reynolds from Detroit or Brandon Cooks from Dallas. You know, Cooks just had a decent game before the bye last week, put up about 15 points. And Reynolds is every other week putting up double digits. But kind of iffy at times. What do you think?
What's the scoring? Is it PPR, half point PPR?
PPR, sorry.
No worries. That's why I ask. Boy, I think I would go with Josh Reynolds in the PPR scoring. So, you know, I mean, and you're right, like, Darius, I do like the fact that Cooks finally looked like he was part of the passing game. You said, like you said, on that Monday night game prior to the bye, you know, how much of that was Chargers related, that's, you know, still yet to be determined. We need another kind of week to evaluate. So I'd still use Josh Reynolds at this point, Darius, over Cooks, but I'm kind of like watching and seeing how this next week, how today goes for the Cowboys against the Rams.
Oh, I appreciate it, Guru.
Thanks. Thanks, Darius. Appreciate you. Let's try CJ, who's in Shanahan. Siege, what's up, bud?
Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Not a really best question, but I'm going to give it a shot. I got half PPR running back with Jalen Warren or Aaron Jones.
So, listen, personally, CJ, it's just a matter of, do you want to get burned again, right? I personally, in my leagues, I'm holding Aaron Jones out until I see that he's being utilized. He was taken off the injury report, so it's certainly possible he's used more than we've seen the last couple times he's been out there. But Matt LaFleur did say they're going to have to be careful with him. And, you know, I how do I decipher that? I don't know what that means until I see him out on the field. But I personally, in my leagues with Aaron Jones, I'm just leaving him on the bench until I see him have a good game again. Because I don't want to. I've already been burned twice by him. I don't want to get burned a third time. And Jalen Warren, I think, is you know, a decent play in the PPR format.
All right, thanks. I appreciate it.
No problem. But again, you know, for anyone out there who's got that Aaron Jones conundrum, if you like to play it a little bit riskier, and maybe, you know, Aaron Jones has so much more upside than Jalen Warren. I completely understand wanting to do it, but at this point, being burned twice this year already, I'm a wait-and-see guy before I go ahead and continue to use Aaron Jones at this point. Let's try Tom, who's in, I don't know if you did this deliberately or not there, Kevin Zipak behind the glass. Tom, he says you're in Bridgeport. So not Bridgeport.
That was a typo.
No. Typo from Kevin Zipak. He's great at his job, okay. But I was wondering if that was intentional, just to see if I was paying attention, or a Freudian slip. Turns out it's just a typo, Tom. So,
okay, Jeff.
We're all disappointed.
I got KJ Osborne. I want to cut him. This is going to be just a bench player, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They got Jerry Jeudy out there, Tank Dell. and Dalton Kincaid for a tight end.
Sure.
And here's the receivers I got. I got A.J. Brown, Nicole Collins, Josh Downs, and Adam Thielen. So this will just be a bench player.
Yeah, so and you want to. So here's the thing. You can't pick up Kincaid, right, because he already played. He should be locked.
I have to wait till next week for that. Yeah.
So here's what I'll do. Pick up Judy today. Cut K.J. Osborne. Absolutely. I do like Dalton Kincaid. I gave him out as a pickup on the waiver wire this week. Yes, I like Dalton Kincaid a lot, and you already saw it kind of play out on Thursday night. He scored a touchdown. I think he had caught 5 for 65.
Yeah, I messed up with that one.
No. Listen, Tom, it's not terrible, like, but he's worth definitely grabbing.
Well, the week before, he had 75 yards, and I said, I should pick this guy up, and I didn't.
Yeah, the biggest change is Dawson Knox, right? He got injured. He had surgery on the wrist. So he's out, which means Kincaid steps in and sees more routes and snaps. Which is why, you know, he's a good receiver. We're just kind of waiting for him to get the opportunity. Correct. I think that's here now. So you want to definitely grab him off the waiver wire if possible.
Plus I got James Cook. You know, I mean, the running back.
So. Yeah, no, but I get it. You don't want to go too heavy on the Bills, but
no.
But
okay.
Kincaid at that tight end spot could be very valuable. But yes, grab Judy today. Drop KJ Osborne.
Wait till next week. Okay,
yes.
Fine. Okay,
right.
Thanks, Jeff.
No problem. Thank you, Tom. 312-332-3776. Let's sneak in one more before we take a quick timeout. Let's try Tom, who's in Manuka. Tommy, what's up?
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Okay, so standard league, I got Garrett Wilson, Jordan Addison, it's a flex spot, or Daryl Henderson.
Okay, so, it's hard. Now, I think I got to go with Jordan Addison over Daryl Henderson for sure. It's just a matter of I'd go with Addison over Wilson. Wilson's the better player right now, but based on what we saw last week, I don't know how you don't start Jordan Addison. So with Zach Wilson throwing Garrett Wilson the ball, I'd use Addison this week, Tom.
All right. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem. Thank you. All right. One more segment to go. Again, 312-332-3776. If you want to hop on in, last chance. Hanging out with you till 8 o'clock. I'm Jeff Meller on ESPN Chicago.
The Fantasy Football Show is back with a guru of fantasy football, Jeff Meller.
He's listed as questionable.
Questionable. What does that mean? No one knows what that means.
Dial us up at 312-332-ESPN.
I mean, they know if they're playing. They know. They should tell us.
That's 312-332-3776. This is The Fantasy Football Show on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000 and 100.3 HD2.
This morning, if you missed it, last night found out Matthew Perry, the famous actor who portrayed the role of Chandler Bing on Friends, died yesterday at the age of 54. Anybody my age, not just my age, though, anybody older, younger, across generations, and even in syndication or now as everything's streaming, Friends continues to live on. And Chandler was, of course, one of the six friends who just made that show everything that it was to a lot of different people. So bummed to see that news last night when it crossed. Again, Matthew Perry dies at the age of 54, dealt with a lot of addiction issues. Very, very sad. But just want to remember him because he delivered a lot of hilarious moments, including that one right there. I actually, believe it or not, on Friday night was moving furniture. I had some carpet replaced in my house, and I had a friend come over, and he was helping me move furniture back into all the bedrooms for my kids with me, and we were moving a dresser around the door. And, of course, I just started screaming, "Pivot! Pivot!" And I was doing that on Friday night. And my wife's like, "What are you doing?" And it caught me by surprise. I was like, "What do you mean, what am I doing? I'm quoting Friends. You, of all people who watch Friends over and over again, should have got that." And she just started chuckling. She's like, "Oh, yeah, that's right." And then I think that's pivots is always the go-to line. However, after rewatching it last night, that scene, it's one of those things where you maybe don't, everything's going on so quickly at once, you don't even recognize that what really delivers the you know, laugh out loud moment is Chandler, Matthew Perry, delivering the shut up. It's that that really just, you know, gives you the exclamation point and makes you laugh so hard. So just bummed to hear about that. Wanted to pay homage to a comedic actor who delivered a lot of great moments for a lot of people out there. So sad to see that as we roll on here on the Fantasy Football Show, of course, presented by the fine folks over at Tullamardu and ETI School of Trade. All right, let's zip through these last few calls before we wrap things up. And again, you can always hit me up on Twitter at Jeff_Meller. That's M-E-L-L-E-R. And I will do my best to get back to you. As long as you hit me up in a timely fashion before 11 a.m., I will try and get you back a response for all of your questions as well. Let's try Dom, who's in Plainfield. What's up, Dom?
Hey, how you doing? I have DK Metcalf, and I have Drake London for my flex spot. Who would you think I should start?
I'm going to go with DK Metcalf, Dom. I just don't. It's so hard right now with the Falcons and Arthur Smith. They're winning games, so it's hard to be critical. But for fantasy purposes, it's been a bit of a nightmare. And, of course, Bijan Robinson with the headache last week. Let's, you know, it was conspicuous, to say the least, about that whole situation. But Bijan did say he had a headache, so he wasn't feeling well. But the whole Falcons offense has been a conundrum for fantasy players all season long. So if I can avoid it with a good player like DK Metcalf, I will. Let's try Ron, who's in Schaumburg. What's going on, Ronnie?
Hey, Jeff. Thanks for taking my call this morning. I have four, need two.
Mm-hmm.
I have Darrell Henderson, Romeo Doms, Tank Dell, and Curtis Samuel. Now, one more wrinkle. Royce Freeman is available in my league for pickup. I heard you, you know, earlier saying that he's preferred him over Henderson.
So let me be clear, Ron. I don't necessarily prefer Royce Freeman. What I'll say is that Henderson had the better stat line last week because he scored the touchdown. But if you watched the game, if you watched the actual film, Royce Freeman ran well and he had a productive game. He didn't catch any passes and he didn't score a touchdown. But in terms of running the ball, he looked better to me than Darrell Henderson did. So I wouldn't be surprised if Royce Freeman sees, you know, at least a split and maybe actually gets more of the actual carries. Nevertheless, I would still use Darrell Henderson today over Royce Freeman just because he did have more touches overall. But if you can make room for Royce Freeman, it might be worth adding him. As far as your other spot goes, I would use Tank Dell, Curtis Samuels, a bit banged up, and Romeo Doss. I really don't want any part of the Packers passing offense these days. Let's try James, who's in New Lenox. Jimmy, what's up, bud?
Hey, I'll try to be real quick.
Sure.
I currently got Kendrick Bourne as my second wide receiver. I could pick up guys like Hollywood Brown, Palmer, or Downs. And then on running back, I currently have Hunt and Hockenson in my flex spots.
Mm-hmm.
I think Hockenson's a lock.
Yeah.
My other option besides Hunt would be Singletary, Foreman, or Hubbard. Going forward, I think I'm going to play Hockenson and Kincaid in my flexes, but I'm also, it's PPR full.
Sure.
And then half points per carry.
You know what, James? You got a lot going on there, so I'm going to put you on hold. We're about to wrap things up. I will actually answer that one off the air because there's so much, and I do want to get to a few more quick questions before we wrap up here.
Coming up in the 2-minute warning.
So hang tight, Jim.
2-minute warning.
And that'll take us to the 2-minute warning.
All right, before I close things out, for the callers out there who we couldn't get to, thank you. But Stephen McHenry wanted to know, he needed 3 of 4. He had Zay Flowers, Calvin Ridley, Jordan Addison, and Metcalf. Of those guys, I would go ahead, Steve, and I would bench Flowers of those three. Lewis in Columbus wanted to know, for a flex spot, he had Puka Nacua. You know what? Lewis had Robinson, Jones, and Puka Nacua I'm using Puka Nacua in PPR, Lewis. You cannot not use him. Jay and Addison wanted to know Jerome Ford or Cam Akers. I like Akers, his potential moving forward. So with the ankle injury, I'd use Akers over Ford today. And especially moving forward, I could see Akers kind of taking over that backfield from Alexander Mattison. Jay. Randy wanted to know Robinson, Bourne, Goddard, or Dobbs. I'd go Goddard 1, Bourne 2 of those four, Randy. All right, folks, that's going to do it for me. I'll be back late tonight for the post-game show with Pat the Designer after the Bears take on the Chargers. Thanks for listening. Thanks to my main man, Kevin Zipek, as well. Talk to you later tonight and next week here on ESPN Chicago.
Thanks for listening to The Fantasy Football Show with Jeff Miller, presented by Tullamore Dew and brought to you in part by ETI School of Skilled Trades. Miller brings you informed fantasy advice every Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on ESPN Chicago.